asking yesterday that I think I forgot to ask. Did your husband have about the same education as you had, or?
He had a little better, probably. And then he had a bookkeeping course and a business course, and he was smarter than I am.
Did he graduate from high school, or do you think he was one of the couples here?
Well, you see, way back there, when he was 79 when he died, and you see, way back when he went to school, they just went through the grades. I think he finished high school, but as far as, I just don't know for sure. I think he did, though. And then I think then after that, his daddy sent him to Tyler, to this business school, in order that he could help him with his business. He had a lumber business and a sawmills and all that, and he wanted him to help him with that, which he did for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Had you taken some sort of business course too?
Pardon?
Did you say you'd taken a business
course? Yeah, I had a business course. I had it about the time I finished the eighth grade.
Mm-hmm. Where did you take it from?
From Mrs. She had a select business in Marshall, and she had in a home, and I stayed with her and took this course and read for her. And there was a good many people from Marshall that went to this also, which one was Reagan. He's a lawyer. I don't know a good many, so we... I never did use it though, because I'm married, but it helped me a lot. I could help Tommy a lot.
How long did you stay in the course? Did it last for several weeks?
I think it's supposed to last 3 months. But
say if you raised some corn, if you raised a lot of corn, you say, we raised a big... What,
the
corn?
We raised a big crop of corn.
Uh-huh. And if you get rid of all the brush and trees on your land, you say you do what to the land?
Cleared the land.
What's that?
Cleared. The land was cleared. They cleared the land.
Okay. And you say we expect to get a big crop from that field because the soil is very...
It's what?
We expect a big crop because the soil is very
rich.
Or what other words are there?
Fertile.
Uh-huh. What different types of land are there around here?
Well, there's sandy land and my land here is I don't know what you call it, but anyway, it dries quickly and it wets quickly, and it compacts and sticks together. But I don't know what you call a land like that. And then there's a muddy land or a red soil that's gooey.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of a kind of soil called loam or loam?
I can't seem to hear you.
Let me get a little closer.